Exclusive: Alleged Smugglers Busted, Migrants Rescued at Border Stash House. By Bob Price on November 16, 2019. Edinburgh, Texas, U.S. Border Patrol agents, a Customs and Border Protection aircrew, and local law enforcement officers teamed up to raid a human smuggling stash house near the Texas border. The enforcement action led to the arrest of two alleged human smugglers and the recovery of 10 migrants who illegally crossed the border from Mexico. An intelligence unit working near the Texas-Mexico border in the Rio Grande Valley sector observed a vehicle on November 15 believed to be carrying a load of illegal aliens. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Air and Marine Operations, AMO, aircrew member told Breitbart News during an AMO Black Hawk helicopter ride along. The agent followed the alleged smuggler's vehicle until it arrived at its destination, a human smuggling stash house. The AMO Black Hawk aircrew received a request for assistance from ground-based agents to provide overhead coverage of an anticipated raid on the stash house. The AMO agents responded to the scene to provide air cover in the event of migrants or smugglers attempting to flee during the raid. After the AMO aircrew arrived on the scene, the onboard agents learned law enforcement officials on the ground arrested two alleged human smugglers and recovered 10 migrants who were illegally present in the U.S. The nationalities and genders of the migrants were not immediately available. An AMO aircrew member told Breitbart's John Binder following the flight that they frequently encounter stash houses like this one. Migrants who successfully make it across the border into a roadway are quickly picked up by human smugglers and transported to a stash house. During interviews with CBP and Border Patrol officials this week, officials stated that once migrants manage to sneak past frontline Border Patrol agents, human smugglers will pick them up in vehicles and take them quickly to stash houses located in residential neighborhoods and other border communities. In these stash houses, migrants will frequently be abused and their families extorted for additional smuggling fees before continuing their journey into the U.S. interior. Breitbart Texas reports extensively on the activities of human smugglers and the stash houses they operate along the U.S.-Mexico border. The migrants came to the U.S. from El Salvador, Ecuador, Guatemala, and Mexico, officials stated. Human stash houses are commonly used by criminal organizations to stage smuggled people in often subhuman conditions, Del Rio sector officials wrote. Individuals must typically await transport to interior destinations of the United States and pay fees to smugglers. It is not uncommon to be held for weeks in small, cramped structures without adequate ventilation, running water, or sanitation. Smugglers have also engaged in robbery, rape, and physical abuse, the officials stated. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price and Facebook.